Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're past the 500,000 download mark. I appreciate all your support. I hope you've enjoyed the shows and learned something new and listened to some great music. Again, thank you. Well, this morning I am speaking to a geek girl. But this geek girl does not look like probably what your mind might say geek girl looks. This is a black geek girl, and she started an organization called Black Girls Hack. It's the first nonprofit hackathon series specifically targeting the African-American tech community. Kat Calvin is an entrepreneur, a lawyer, a traveler, and an avid TV watcher. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you for having me. Thanks very much.
So let's start at the beginning. Now, were you always a geek girl when you were a kid? When did this, you know, interest in technology start?
I sort of consider being a geek more about just tech. I mean, I love Star Trek, and I've read all of Asimov's Foundation series, and so it's a long-standing, like, geekness within me. it's way more than just liking computers. When I was little, I wanted to be Maria Tolchi because I wanted to be a ballerina, and she was the only ballerina who I knew of who looked anything like me, so Maria Tolchi it was. And then I thought architect until I discovered I hated math. I do remember getting our first Commodore 64 and thinking it was awesome and loving floppy disks and stuff and sort of always really liking computers. But I, sort of like you, have always been an artist, and I've always been in theater, and I majored in theater in college. And so it took a while it wasn't until I got into the startup scene for me to really connect my love of all things tech with the fact that you can't really do anything in entrepreneurship right now unless it has a tech component, and really bring it together.
Yeah, definitely. That's important. I mean, you have to be aware, and if you're not aware, you need to hire somebody who's aware of what's going on in the tech world. But now let's start back to the beginning. I'll talk to the audience a little bit just about me. My geekiness started early. I was in the gifted program in elementary school, and I remember my mom at the time she was going to school, and I remember the big computing cards that they would have to print out with the little dents in them and all the stuff. And then I remember, just like you did, getting the computer. We had it at the school, and it was just amazing. And then when I became an adult, I went into software training and, writing courseware and curriculum, HTML and things like that. I love that. Like, I just, like, thrive off of that. And I think that I used to mentor. And what I love about your organization is that you're specifically targeting these young women, because one thing you had said in the interview was, if they don't know about the dream, they can't dream about it, in a sense. I'm paraphrasing. You know, like a young girl, I introduced a laptop. She had never seen a laptop. She heard about it, but she'd never seen it, you know. So how do you find the young women? Do you send out emails to schools? How do you find the young women for these hackathons?
Well, you know, and it's actually interesting that you say that, because one of the things that we try to do with our hackathons are actually for both men and women. Because one of our big goals is to bring together the black tech community as a whole, and for everyone to realize that, you know, hey, first of all, there are black people in tech, and hi, how are you doing? We should know who we are in our communities. B, hey, guys, there are a lot of women who are in tech, too. And so when you're out there recommending each other for jobs, you know, one of the things we send resumes of all of the participants of our hackathons to major corporations all over the country who are just desperate. Like, I get emails every day, hey, when can I get more resumes? They really want people in tech, so we want everyone to know, hey, there are a lot of women out there, and guys, you just spent 24 hours coding with this, you know, with a couple of great black women who are in tech. The next time someone asks you if you have a recommendation for a job or a project or whatever, don't just think of the guy, you know, that you play basketball with, but there are a lot of us out there. There's a big community. And so the big goal is really to bring us all together, for all of us to realize that there are amazing black men and black women, and, you know, it's open to everybody in tech, and that we should all be working together. And then the proceeds from our hackathons go to a local nonprofit that's usually working with girls or children in tech or like our one in Newark that we're working with, the Center for Collaborative Change, I'm really excited about because they're working really hard to include the original, like the citizens of Newark in the building process, which for us is
okay.
A big, you know, it's a big deal as well because another thing with this is, hey, we're all in tech and for a lot of us, we're lucky enough to have maybe been very educated or been in places where we were learning about technology. And so when we have these new startup communities starting in the Black community, we leave a lot of people behind, which we don't want to do.
Let me stop you, Kat, real quick. I just want to mention to the audience that you had a hackathon. That was in November of 2012. And now
mm-hmm.
you're speaking about a hackathon. I believe you're going to try to do a march in Newark, correct?
Well, so the hackathon in November was in Atlanta. We'll be doing one at South by Southwest in Austin in March. Then
okay.
we'll be in Newark in April. And then we'll possibly be in Detroit in April or May. And then we'll be at the NAACP convention in July.
So you're trying to do, like, quarterly these hackathons. Is that what I was reading about that kind of, or?
Well, originally we said, oh, we'll do these quarterly because we thought we'd give ourselves a break. But now there's so much interest and we sort of want to go all over that it's turning out to be a little more than quarterly.
Yeah. And also you talked about trying to go international with it. I read something about Black Girls Hack Nairobi. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, so we when we were planning our Atlanta hackathon, we got so awesome tweets from some people in Nairobi, who actually ended up sort of being friends of friends of friends, who were like, oh, we'd love to have this out there. And Amanda Stanart, my co-founder, has never been to Africa. So she was like, we're going to Kenya. So that's something that we would love to do eventually is go international. I would love, I'm an Army brat and sort of grew up living all over the world and have been, you know, in a lot of even Western European countries where the Black community doesn't really come together as much, and I'd love to do Black Girls Hack in Paris and some different places to bring the community together. So we'll see. That's definitely a goal for the future.
Oh, well, I don't see why it can't happen because, I mean, again, technology, like even this podcast can be heard in South Africa and the Netherlands and Brazil and Japan. And now, let's for the layperson, when you talk about hacking, usually it comes with a negative connotation. You know, you're like hacking, oh, the guy in his room, he's been sitting there for 3 days trying to get into, like, you know, melanin bank system, right, you know, and you know, he's a white boy with pimples and glasses and stuff like that. So now this is a positive hack. And what do you have the girls do specifically? I read that you kind of teach them a little bit and then they go off to groups, or just explain a little, like, in lay terms, what happens.
Okay, so what we do, yes, it's true that a lot of us do wear glasses and have whiteboards, but that's about where the similarities stop. So a hackathon generally is basically a giant geek fest. It's where a bunch of computer designers, developers, coders get together and just build some sort of web or mobile application. It can be for any theme. So there are themes, there are hackathons for education where you're building apps for you know, I don't know, teachers to be able to grade better or whatever. There are some for health, you know, you're building health apps, whatever. Our hackathons are themed around, we get Black founders of startups and nonprofits who need
mm-hmm.
web or mobile applications for their businesses. And as I know you know, getting just a simple website built can cost $10,000 sometimes. Getting an app built can cost more. And so what we do
yeah.
is we get together Black-founded startups in whatever community we're in and say, hey, for $250, it all goes to charity, bring your project. And then we have coders, designers, developers. We bring in sort of business experts to help with just planning how they're going to run their business, et cetera. We'll put you in a
right.
team with them, and they'll spend 24 hours building, you know, whatever you need to get your business started. And so that's what the hackathon
wow.
is 24 hours of building something that's going to help, you know, some, you know, startup. So Ama Marfo has the most amazing startup idea ever, Airfordable, and she came from Atlanta, and she had called me. She was from D.C. and said, I have this startup idea. I think it's really good, but I don't have any
mm-hmm.
money, and I don't know who to go to, whatever. And I said, well, come to Atlanta.
Right.
She did. In 24 hours, they built her website. She ended up winning, and one of our judges is a really well-known serial entrepreneur in Atlanta who ended up giving her funding. So that's our big goal.
Wow, wow. So it's a big opportunity on multiple levels. You're helping the community. You're helping the young ladies. And then further down, you know, people are able to get jobs because you're sending resumes to these corporations. And one of the things that you mentioned, Red, that, you know, these are non-black sponsors that are helping this black hackathon. So I want to give a call to the black businesses that are out there. If you're listening to this show, support this hackathon, because this is for the next generation that, you know, will be making rules and regulations and maybe controlling your airflow, who knows, with their coding. So, you know, I mean, I understand about being a geek and not just being computers. Like, I'm totally into the Matrix. Like, my mom and my daughter, this is crazy, they bought me a 10-CD set of the Matrix, okay? It's
Does it have the Animatrix and it has all the different levels of the interviews and everything?
It's 35 hours of bonus features, baby. Okay,
I've gone through all 35 hours.
I love it. Well, you know, it's funny because my daughter has been so fortunate, because I think from the age of two or three, she's had computers in her life. Like, she's never lived in a house where there was not a computer. And but there are many young girls and boys, people, if you just say people, who don't have access, who don't have a computer. When they go to school, it's amazing to me this day and age when computers are so cheap. I mean, computers are so cheap now that schools don't have computers for all the students. You know, it's a really sad fact. What are some things that you think the governments or local communities are you going to talk to Cory Booker about this computers in schools issue?
You know, one of the great things about Newark and about Cory Booker is I think that he's probably more aware than most of the issues with the educational divide. You know, one of the things that we're doing, so I run a nonprofit called Michelle in Training, and we teach professional life skills to high school girls. And they're right here in D.C. You know, their school is literally, you can walk to the White House from their school, and they don't have a lot of computers in their school. And our girls, every time we do a class or anything with them, we include an educational component. And they're 14, 15 years old and have a really hard time Googling. And, you know, we're trying to teach them how to use computers. And it's insanely frustrating because these are girls who go to school next to the White House. And so It's a problem that we have all over. And, you know, one of the many reasons that we were taking our hackathons around the country to cities that are really trying to rebuild, that are trying to build up their tech communities, et cetera, is to sort of help be that catalyst, you know, and we figure if we come in and bring everyone together, and we saw this happen in Atlanta, you know, people discover each other and work together, discover there's a local nonprofit they'd really like to work with, discover that there are some local, you know, black founded startups that could really use some extra help, and are really just coming together as a community, and then where that goes, there's really no end to how we can actually positively impact within or outside of the government, because I'm big on, you know, us not waiting for the government and really just doing things on our own, hence starting.
I mean, that's what you're doing. You're not waiting. You're being proactive. I always mention to people on the show, people complain about young people and guns and drugs and they're being lazy and they don't want to do school. Okay, I always say to people, what have you done for a young person lately? That's the bottom line. What have you done for them? You don't have to have a kid. If you give money, if you give your time, if you give clothes, if you give books, what have you done for a young person lately to combat all this drama? Even if you just reach one kid, that kid knows other kids and so on and so forth, so it can be a ripple effect. What does Black Girls Hack need at this moment to continue to be, robust and fulfill your mission? What can people do to help you guys out?
So, you know, we're always looking for support and volunteers in many ways. If there's anyone listening who are in Austin or Newark, then we're really working on planning those next hackathons and are looking for everything from sponsors to food. And one of the things we like doing and try to do is get big corporate sponsors, but also small sponsors that are small businesses and black-owned businesses within the community so that we can really support those. And we were lucky to be able to do that in Atlanta. So if anyone is in Newark or Austin and is interested in helping, I'm at katcalvin@blackgirlshack.com. And also, you know, one of the things that we're really trying to do is really start the conversation in a lot of other cities. We get emailed every day about, oh, can you come here and here and here? And we really want to be able to be in more places. So if there's anyone who's interested in having a hackathon or is planning your own hackathon and just wants some advice or whatever, then feel free to contact me or go to blackgirlshack.com, and all of our information is there, and we'd love to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need. You need, you know, maybe like a hotel chain will sponsor you. You guys can have the conference in the hotel, and you guys have rooms in a hotel, you know. There's so many ways that people can support, and the small businesses,
that's
like food
idea.
And water. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just thought about this now as I was talking. So maybe approach, you know, the Marriott or something like that. But food and water, even pencils, I'm sure, and even notepads,
yeah, exactly,
or something, you know, all those things, that those are small business. You know, if you're a small business in Newark, Detroit area, I'm sure it would be needed in, you know, like Mississippi would be an awesome place to probably, you know, if you're really trying to reach the, you know, young African-American community. Texas would be awesome, Chicago. So there's so many places. And then overseas,
yep.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, you could be here and you could, you know, do like a, you know, virtual hackathon. I mean, there's so many things.
Oh, no. If
so
we're
many...
going to Kenya or Paris, I will be on a plane.
You're going to be on a plane.
There's no going to be any virtual anything. Someone
yeah.
has to stay here. I'll be there.
Oh, let me ask you some silly questions. We're gonna ask what's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream?
So sadly, it's Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey, but I just went vegan a few months ago and I can't have that anymore. So I'm learning to make my own vegan ice cream that tastes like Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey.
Okay.
What would you be for Halloween?
What would you be for Halloween? What's your Halloween costume?
I actually am thinking about being Lieutenant Uhura next Halloween.
Okay, totally. That's a geeky thing. That's a geeky thing.
Yeah.
where would you like to travel? We mentioned about Kenya, but where else would you like to go?
I would like to go to Antarctica. I'm dying to go to Antarctica.
Wow. And what are you going to do there? Just sightsee, or are you going to try to do a hackathon in Antarctica?
Yeah, hack with penguins is what we're going to do.
There are people up there.
You know? There are people
yeah.
down there, and, you know, I hear it's amazing. I know a few people who've gone on some really cool scientific journeys there, and I just, I want to go so bad. It's on my bucket list. It is my bucket list.
So what do you eat for breakfast in the morning? You mentioned about are you vegan? What do you eat for breakfast?
So I really like spinach and kale, banana kale smoothies. I'm pseudo-vegan because I refuse to give up eggs. I get them from a small local farm, but I have to eat eggs, so I eat a lot of eggs for breakfast, too.
Okay. And do you like to run or walk? Would you say you're a runner or a walker?
For exercise and just in general, I walk really fast. So
you walk really fast.
Everyone else considers that I'm running when I'm just, like, sauntering. I'm a fast walker.
So you sound like a multitasker. I was watching one of the interviews, and you were like, I get my hands into so many things, and then, like, I have an interview here and a hackathon there, all on the same day, same time. How do you stay organized? You have so many ideas in your head. How do you keep organized?
So OmniFocus is an amazing organizing task management software that was created by David Allen, who wrote Getting Things Done, and it's extraordinary and saves my life. And then I love Evernote and Google Calendar. But really, I also, for every single thing I do, my businesses, my nonprofits, whatever, I have an amazing team. So my co-founder, Amanda Sand, is the greatest person on earth, which I know you figured out because you've spoken to her. And I have a really incredible board that run Michelle in Training and a co-founder for my tech startup, Characters Closet. So having teams of people who I can count on and who are really amazing and who are actually mostly Black women, I realized one day, totally on accident, but just really exceptional, smart people working with me makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way that I can get everything done.
Yeah. So now where are we going to see you, like, 10 years from now? Calvin, where will you be, Cat Calvin? Where in the world is Cat Calvin?
10 years, I will probably still be living in my basement apartment in D.C. trying to make things happen. I that's a good question. I plan things sort of long term, but then I just do things one at a time. And hopefully, 10 years from now, I'll still be running Michelle in Training. Characters Closet will be doing well. I'm kind of hoping that we get to a point where we don't even need Black Girls Hack anymore because the Black tech community all over the country is just so wired in that. We don't, that, you know, we sort of...
You don't have to do that, yeah.
We just...
Do you guys connect with Anita Borg? Do you connect with the Anita Borg organization for... have you guys ever collaborate with them? That's a technology organization for women.
No, I haven't, but now I'm going to.
Yeah, check them out. Anita Borg, I had the CEO on. I did a show about women in technology. They're a great organization, so you want to collaborate with them. They also have, like, different scholarships and fellowships, all kinds of stuff. So
awesome.
Check them out. Now, one place that you did collaborate with, I think, was Black Girls Code.
Yeah, so they were the the nonprofit that we made our first Atlanta Hackathon a fundraiser for. So we choose a different local nonprofit in every town that we go to. So we gave the person
okay.
a hackathon to Black Girls Code.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning. People can follow you on Twitter. What is that, AGNDC?
Yes.
AGNDC. And also your website, blackgirlshack.com. Support
mm-hmm.
them. They need water. They need pens. They need computers. They need space. They need housing. They need PR. Interview them for your local papers when they come to Detroit and Newark and NAACP. And so the first thing is South by Southwest, right? That's in March?
Yeah, March 9th and 10th will be at South by Southwest at the Blackson Technology House. So if you're going to be there, come on out and join our hackathon.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. Great.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just got off the phone with Kat Calvin, one of the founders of Black Girls Hack. Support them, please. They're doing some wonderful things. They're trying to go national. They're trying to go international. She wants to go to Antarctica and do a hackathon. Support the sister. She's doing great things, positive things, helping young people to get into the tech field. So please support them. If you're a local business in Newark, they're going to be there in April. If you're in Detroit, they're trying to get to Detroit. But if you're listening and they're not in your city, connect with her, blackgirlshack.com. Follow her on Twitter, AGNDC on Twitter. Well, you can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'll be doing some giveaways, some kind of technical giveaways. I'm just deciding on what those will be. If you want to find out, you better follow at Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook. Thank you so much for your support. Next week on the 19th, we'll be talking with cervical cancer survivor Tamika Felder at 11 a.m. January 19th. And at 11:30, French singer FM Laeti. She's calling in from France. So tune in next Saturday, January 19th, for that. And if you missed it, you might have missed it, I spoke to actor Laz Alonso earlier this week, and after Charlie Barnett, Laz Alonso was talking about TV show Deception, and Charlie Barnett is one of the actors from Chicago Fire, so you want to check those out on my page, blogtalkradio.com/Joy Keys. Have a wonderful Saturday, and oh, don't forget, I'm giving away a copy of the Brown Betty Cookbook. That's another reason to follow at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Have a wonderful Saturday.